When a working-class Detroit neighborhood began suffering some 30 years ago, artist Tyree Guyton turned the abandoned houses and some vacant lots into an outdoor art installation. But the so-called Heidelberg Project has long faced opposition, and it's been the target of 8 suspected arsons in the past several months. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox reports.
Visiting the Heidelberg Project is kind of like stepping on the set of a messy Sesame Street. It's tucked in a 2-block radius on Detroit's east side and surrounded by vacant homes. There are about a dozen normal-looking houses here that people still live in, but another half dozen are covered with things like stuffed animals, big painted numbers, or polka dots. Even the pavement is covered with polka dots. Stuffed animals hang from trees, and vacant lots are filled with sculptures made from old shoes and toys. But things look different than they did earlier this year.
So you can see 2 pockets of destruction over there.
One house covered with vinyl records, another covered with political signs, a third plastered with images of pennies, a fourth painted with warplanes, and a fifth covered with images of clocks have all been burnt to the ground. An arson investigation is underway. 3 weeks ago, the third house, known as the Penny House, burnt to the ground. On that same day, the project was having its annual fundraiser. Hundreds of donors filled a theater covered with decorations made from recycled materials. Long, twisted ribbons made from plastic bags hung from the ceiling. Tyree Guyton, the artist behind the Heidelberg Project, addressed the crowd from the stage.
I woke up this morning and went over there, and the Penny House was, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was dreaming. But I want to say, as I leave the stage, we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it bigger, and we're going to do it better than before.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
The following week, Guyton was in a studio showing 2 paintings to Larry Gant, an art professor at the University of Michigan. He's buying the paintings because he wants to see this project succeed. Okay. The pieces are 2 abstract-looking faces that resemble something Picasso would have painted. Guyton says his art is about creating something good and bringing hope out of something that's broken and forgotten. And Gant sees that.
Look how resilient they are. I mean, through all that pain, and there was huge pain, okay, the knockdowns and everything else that happened to the houses. But look at that. Through all of that, there's like, you know, we got this.
But not everyone sees Guyton's work as creating beauty from something bad.
As I'm standing out here, I can smell the mildew from the old clothes, the shoes, the stuffed animals.
Detroit resident Skip Mongo says the 300,000 visitors that come to see this every year just gawk at another blighted Detroit neighborhood.
It's blight, it's hoarding, it's junk, it's garbage, it's trash. I don't know the exact definition of art, but I don't think this is it.
And Mongo isn't the only one saying this. Back in the 90s, the city of Detroit fined Guyton for littering and twice bulldozed parts of the project. But Guyton says over the years, the wreckage has only motivated him to make more art. And Professor Gant is backing him up.
No matter what happens, the demolitions and the arson fires, that magic in here keeps telling me, do it. Don't stop.
Guyton's team has now launched a crowdfunding campaign to buy lights and cameras to monitor the Heidelberg Project and to ramp up security patrols. But after almost 3 decades working on this project, Guyton says it's ready for another evolution. For NPR News, I'm Emily Fox.